Vermont will send over 200 inmates currently housed at a state-run prison in Pennsylvania to a privately owned and operated facility in Mississippi. That prison is run by the company CoreCivic. Reports of this planned move surfaced last week, but the state's Department of Corrections made the plan official today. Mississippi is just the latest state where several hundred Vermont prisoners have been housed over the last 20 years. The state has previously sent inmates to states including Kentucky, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Joining me now is Vermont's Corrections Commissioner Lisa Menard. Commissioner Menard, welcome.
Thank you.
So why choose this private prison in Mississippi?
Well, because there aren't available beds in the state of Vermont. So we have to have a place to send the remainder of the inmates. We had two bids for this contract. Both were private prisons. Of the two, the Mississippi facility seemed more appropriate for the offenders, despite being so far away. I mean, certainly I acknowledge that, but it is designed for longer-term housing. There was guaranteed employment. There were programs open, ready, available to go, and large outside recreation spaces.
Well, the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union was quick to condemn the move to Mississippi after news broke of this planned contract. Here's how ACLU Executive Director James Lyall assessed CoreCivic, the company that runs the Mississippi prison.
CoreCivic is a notorious private prison company known for fraud and abuse nationwide. It's faced multiple lawsuits for extremely poor medical condition resulting in deaths. It's been sued for everything from forced labor to holding prisoners in facilities without access to water.
So given those critiques, Commissioner Menard, why is the state contracting with CoreCivic?
Again, we had two vendors, and I will tell you, I mean, we've had our inmates were with CoreCivic in a CoreCivic facility in Kentucky. As you previously mentioned, we'd been in Kentucky for 11 years. We did not experience that type of problem as described. I'm certainly not saying it doesn't happen. I think every Department of Corrections is well familiar with a number of lawsuits. But again, it is not an ideal placement. An ideal placement would be in Vermont. And since we can't do that, we had to look at facilities who would be safe, secure, were willing to institute Vermont policies such as the grievance procedure, such as the disciplinary procedure, such as medical copays or not having medical copays, access to attorneys. So all of those things were considered.
Well, so what would it take for your department to house more prisoners in Vermont?
At this point, it would take an additional facility. It would take more physical bed space to do that.
The ACLU has also critiqued this policy more broadly of having prisoners out of state, and their answer to it is to shrink the prison population here to the point where all the state's inmates could be housed in Vermont. Is that a realistic possibility?
I think it's a realistic possibility over time, just as it has already been occurring. Just 5 years ago, we had twice the out-of-state population that we have now. A number of years ago, in working with the legislature, there were a number of recommendations made that would reduce the population. We double-checked that report recently, and every single one of those recommendations was acted upon, and we are seeing the difference. What we have now, though, is about 64% of our prison population are convicted of what's called a serious offense or an offense against a person. These are aggravated sexual assault, murder, lewd and lascivious conduct, assault and robbery. I mean, those are the types of crimes that facilities are there for. The department will continue to make sure that we safely reduce the population. But I think what we really need to concentrate on, when I say we, I don't mean the department, I mean the criminal justice system in the state of Vermont, is how do we prevent those beds from being filled as soon as someone gets out?
Well, Vermont, going back to this contract with Mississippi, when you had the contract with the state-run Pennsylvania prison, there were a number of issues with that situation, including the deaths of four inmates who were held there. Since you've had that experience, how frequently does your department plan to visit and assess how inmates are being treated in Mississippi?
Regularly. We do that now. I mean, our casework staff is there visiting monthly. They spend several days at a time. They don't all go at one time. They go at different times. So inmates out of state are still assigned a Vermont caseworker to continue to work on their release planning, because even though some of them have release dates that are a long way off, we're still working with them to put a plan in place. So they're there regularly, and they will continue to be there regularly.
Lisa Menard is Vermont's Corrections Commissioner. Lisa, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Henry.